morning. Today we're going to start the topic of Milava Malka. That is the Suda that we have almost promptly after Shabbos. We'll get into the timing of Mir Tashem in the next few days. And the question that we'll grapple with today, Milava Malka Motzei Shabbos, is as follows. What is the source for it? Is it Doraisa? Is it the Rabbanan? Or is it simply a mitzvah and a muvkar, a good thing to do, but neither a Doraisa or Rabbanan mitzvah or requirement? So we're going to start with the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Yod Tes Amud Beis, that says as follows, Amar Rabbi Chanina Lo'olam Yasadar Adam Shulchan B'Motzei Shabbos. We should set the table Motzei Shabbos. In other words, have a meal on Motzei Shabbos. Avo B'Sheino Tzarech Elo L'Kazayis. Even if you can only fit a Kazayis, you're not very hungry. Nonetheless, eat that kezias. This is the mitzvah of Milava Malka. It's brought lahalacha by the Rambam, the Tur, and the Shulchan Aruch. So I'm now reading from the Seder Milava Malka. It's a sefer that's put out specifically on Milava Malka, Chai V'Kayam. And the very first halacha that he has in the sefer is as follows. The Seder Milava Malka, halacha number one, la'olam yasader adam shulchan b'motzei Shabbos. We should set our table, have the meal on Motzei Shabbos. Why? K'day l'lavos es ha-Shabbos, afilu einu tzarech ela l'kazai. So we are escorting, that is, till milave. We are escorting the Shabbos out, and even if you can only eat a kazayas, have it anyway. That is based on the Gemara, that's a psak of the Rambam, Tur, and Shulchan Aruch. Now when it relates to our question, is this a chiyuv that is a deraisa? Is it a derabbanan or a mitzvah? So we're going to see various opinions on this. Where they're going to start with the Pesach HaDavir. He has an extensive discussion on this. And he says at a certain point, he says, lichor, apparently, it could very well be, or it could be, that the chiyuv is deraisa. How could that possibly be? Because he says as follows, if you look at the Gemara in Shabbos, it has two halachas back to back. Halacha number one is to have three meals during Shabbos, that's Shalosh Sudas, and right afterward it teaches Amar Rabbi Chinina, almost in the identical language, that you should also have a Suuda on Motzei Shabbos, and it says by both of them, you should have your Suuda Shlishi, your three meals on Shabbos, eat Friday night, even if you can only fit a kazayas. And it says the same language by Milava Malka on Motzei Shabbos, even if you can only eat a kazayas, have it anyway. So because it teaches both of those halachas back to back right next to each other, apparently the status is the same. Whatever status is of the three meals that we have on Shabbos, the Gimel Seudas, that is going to be the same status as Milava Malka as well. It's also explicit or implicit in the Rambam, how he teaches it as well, that they would have the same status, Milava Malka and the three meals during the day. So now we have to get into the opinion then. If we're equating the two, if we're equating Milava Malka to the three Shabbos meals, what is the status of the three Shabbos meals? So in fact, there is an opinion, there are poskim who are of the view that the three Seudas and Shabbos are indeed are midoraisa. Those are a biblical mitzvah, and accordingly, because we are learning one from the other, they are recorded together in the Gemara and Shabbos. Accordingly, imken hachanami besuda revi'is chayin. It's going to be the same thing when it comes to the fourth meal. That is Milava Malka. It is going to be deoraisa as well. So indeed, there are poskim that say that Milava Malka, just like the three meals in Shabbos, they are all deoraisa. Having said that, opinion number two, the Maharil d'Eliyahu Rabba, they are of the view that it's all derabanan. It is all derabanan. Lididu gam sudas Milava Malka, rak me derabanan, who just like the three meals on Shabbos are derabanan, and we're learning Milava Malka from those three meals, just like those three meals are derabanan, Milava Malka is going to be derabanan as well. Now, having said that, L'chai Adam points out to L'kule Alma al kol panim evi chov gamor. It, according to all opinions, whether you want to say it's deraisa, whether you want to say it's derabanan, it is going to be an obligation to have Milava Malka. That is the opinion of the Chayyadim. So far we have it's deraisa, we have it's derabanan. Regardless, the Chayyadim is telling us that it is an absolute obligation. But having said that, there are opinions who are of the view that it is less strict than an absolute requirement. So the Radvaz says as follows, that it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to eat on Motzei Shabbos, and that is talking about somebody who can, who's able to eat it, able to fit it. However, she'ein chiyubah, there's no obligation to have this meal. A mitzvah, yes, if you can do it, but not an obligation. The Magen Avraham says the same thing. And this is the language of the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Ein tzarech lahakdim su'uda shlishis bishvil sheyuchlu le'achol su'uda dalet k'roi. You don't have to have an early su'uda shlishis on Shabbos so that you will be hungry on Motzei Shabbos to eat the Malava Malka. Why not? If it's an obligation, why don't you have to arrange things so you're not full because of your Suda Shlishis at the end of Shabbos? So he says as follows, you don't have to do that. Shesu'uda zo eina chova kol kach, because the Su'uda Malava Malka is not an absolute obligation. Ela mitzvah min amuchar bilad, it's an ideal thing to do. It's certainly a mitzvah min amuchar, it's an important mitzvah to do, but it's not an obligation. So accordingly, you can have your Suda Shlishi's third meal at the end of Shabbos, and even if you're not going to be able to eat your Malava Malka, it's not an obligation, an absolute obligation to have the Malava Malka. And we're going to see now the Mishnah Brura says as follows, in a similar vein, to Suda zo eina chova alav. This is not an absolute obligation like the three Sudas on Shabbos. The three Sudas on Shabbos, we have an Asmachta to learn those from, but when it comes to Malava Malka, this is a mitzvah be'alma. They are not it's not an obligation. It's a mitzvah to do, but it's certainly not as stringent as the three Seudas that we have on Shabbos. And what's the Nafka Mina? What's the Nafka Mina? The Nafka Minos. Two Nafka Minas, says the Mishnah Berurah in the Shaar HaTzion, between if it's a really more of an obligation like the three Seudas on Shabbos, or just a mitzvah be'alma, Malava Malka being a mitzvah be'alma. So the Nafka Mina is, Heicha di'ef shalo l'kayim kulam. If you can't be mekayim all them, what are you going to choose? You're going to choose the three sodas on Shabbos and not the one of Malava Malka. For example, you can't eat both Suda Shlishis and Malava Malka. You don't have enough room in your stomach. You're going to get sick. You're not going to feel well. Obviously, the Suda Shlishis, because it's of the three meals on Shabbos, is on a higher level of obligation than the Malava Malka. That's Nafka Mina number one. Nafka Mina number two, if somebody simply doesn't have enough food to have the three meals on Shabbos and the Malava Malka as well, they don't have enough meat and fish, can't afford it, whatever the case may be, it's going to be preferable to have the three meals on Shabbos, because that's on a higher level of obligation, than to have Malava Malka. So the net of it all is, we asked, what is the source? What is the stringency of having Malava Malka? And we have now three opinions. There is a view that it is D'oraisa, just like the three meals on Shabbos. Malava Malka is D'oraisa as well. We have another view that just like the three meals on Shabbos are D'rabanan, Malava Malka is D'rabanan as well. And there are other opinions that it is a mitzvah be'alma to have the Malava Malka. They disconnect the three meals on Shabbos from the Malava Malka. Malava Malka is on a lower level of obligation. It's a mitzvah, maybe even a mitzvah in a muvchar, but certainly not an obligation. And it will be on a lower level than the three meals on Shabbos. Have a wonderful day.